GM. GM. GM Fiat Jeff. Can I get a GM Fiat Jeff? All right. Nice. Okay. Time to get started here. So, the biggest complaints that I continue to hear people say about Noster is that when they join Noster, all they see is people talking about Bitcoin. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. I love Bitcoin. GM, HODL, bullish. Now, Bitcoin is revolutionary, and I believe it is key to Noster's success. But social media needs communities. Black Twitter, Stan Twitter, journos, Book Talk, Fit Talk, Swift Talk. Mainstream social media is already benefiting from these communities. There's no reason Noster couldn't also have communities, especially considering that they can monetize with Bitcoin. But we are not marketing to these communities. We are simply saying, Noster, 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 and hoping that they find us. Kind of like an ostrich with its head buried in the sand. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that. People have often asked me what I think success looks like, and my answer has always been the same: when your grandma is using it. In 2019, my wife and I launched a website called Spinster on the Fediverse. For those who don't know, the Fediverse is the larger network of Mastodon. And at the time, people on Twitter were getting banned for having the wrong opinions about gender identity. So we did a little marketing campaign on Twitter where we said, we don't ban feminists. And in our first week, we had 5,000 people knocking our door down. The site would freeze and crash as people fought to get in. And once the users finally did get in, they immediately waged a war against each other over whose true land this was. Once I figured out how to load balance Mastodon, things calmed down, and Spinster grew into the largest feminist website on the decentralized web, today with over 20,000 users. Overwhelmingly, women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Grandmas. And once I realized this model was successful, it pushed me to make it reproducible for everyone. So I created Soapbox. I turned Spinster's pink into blue by default, but I made it configurable so the admin could choose any color scheme. They can upload a custom name and logo and launch Soapbox on any domain name. Soapbox went on to be used by Christians, Italians, furries, Muslims, feminists, shitposters, and many more. The goal has always been to attract every niche until we have everyone. Most notably, Soapbox is being used by Truth Social on the web, where I served as their head of engineering for 2 years before jumping ship to Noster. Something I wish more people knew is that Donald Trump's social media platform is a fork of a feminist website. Now, I've been building social media for my entire life. When I was 13, I created this website called Gleasonator. It was used by my friends at school, and for a while, it was our primary form of communication. During that period of my life, my entire friend group was defined by this website. One friend even wrote a song about this, where he described it as the place where some people met most of their friends. Then Facebook came along and decimated this website. But the way I saw it, they had only won the battle, and they had not won the war, a war that I am continuing to fight today. Later in 2016, Mastodon came around, and it restored my hope in independent websites being viable again, leading me to create Spinster, Soapbox, to work at Truth Social, and ultimately to build on Noster. Today, Gleasonator has been revived as a testing ground for my new software, and it's the main way that I use Noster. So, for the past year, I've been working on bringing that experience to Nostr. Last year, I presented the Mostr Bridge at Nostr Asia, a bridge that connects the Fediverse and Nostr together. Today, I'm introducing a full-fledged Mastodon alternative built entirely on Nostr. Ditto! So, what is Ditto? Ditto is a Nostr community server that aims to expand the network. With traditional Nostr apps, people discover Nostr by searching for the keyword Nostr. That means they already have an interest in Nostr in the first place. And once they're in, they might find a community if they get that far. With Ditto, people find websites they want to join because of a community. And then they discover Nostr as a side effect, which gives them the opportunity to learn what it is and why it matters. The idea is to launch thousands of Nostr websites on different domains, each marketed towards a specific community. There are over 9,000 Mastodon servers already doing this. But Nostr could do it better, because unlike Mastodon, users on Nostr are not locked in to a single server. They can move freely between clients. But even though joining a Ditto server is joining a community, you are not isolated. You are still part of the bigger Nostr network, just like a regular client. This model emphasizes independent websites and domain names. Every Ditto server starts with a domain name. Users can request a NIP05 on that domain, which admins can approve or deny. Then there is a dedicated feed of people on that domain name. When you're on gleecenter.dev, you'll see the gleecenter.dev feed. When you're on ditto.pub, you'll see the ditto.pub feed. You still have a regular home feed, too, of people that you follow across the network, but the local feed is emphasized in the UI and on the homepage. For example, you can see the feed of any NIP05 name from Ditto. Here is nostrplebs.com. On Ditto, Nostr Plebs becomes a community with its own user base and feed. Here's getalbi.com's feed. I think it's interesting to see the different ways that people have been onboarded onto Nostr. And if you look closely, you'll notice that there's actually a tiny little Albi icon in the corner of each of these posts by their usernames. That's the favicon pulled from Albi, and when you click on it, it takes you to the Albi feed. There's a Zeus one down there, too. Okay, here's the feed of primal.net. On Ditto, you can see not just feeds of any other Ditto server, but a feed of any NIP05 name. So this makes it easy for people to implement and makes it backwards compatible with the existing network. Okay, let's talk about how Ditto can strengthen a community. One way is by improving discovery. So the Ditto admin can curate people to follow by marking them as suggested users. Then they will show up in sidebars across the site, allowing people to discover content related to the community. This way you can curate people who you think are good representatives of your community, and then when people join, then they can find those people. For example, these are some of the suggested users of Hen House. Ditto also has a trending algorithm that scrapes the database a couple times per hour and then generates a NIP32 label event. And that's how it's able to create those graphs of the trends over time, because it's just querying the labels over time. And since it saves them to just like normal Nostr events, I think this is pretty cool because other clients like Coracle can take advantage of this to create custom feeds. Moderation. Each Ditto server has a team of admins and moderators. They can approve and revoke usernames, ban users, and delete posts. And it's one of the most robust moderation experiences on Nostr today. So when you join a Ditto server, you're opting into that particular team of moderators, essentially curating the community for you. And this is a thing that many people actually want. But the beautiful thing is, if you don't like how a server is run, you can just move to a different Ditto server or move to another Nostr client entirely, because it's essentially just still Nostr. So I believe that this is something that's going to help Nostr spread without limiting user freedom. And since Ditto needs to support thousands of users, I put a lot of effort into performance. this Prometheus Grafana graph here, which is kind of still loading, just shows a ton of data about the Ditto server, including HTTP requests, database connections, and then kind of down at the bottom, it has a full breakdown of relay events by kinds. And so you're able to see, it's kind of interesting, likes come in a sawtooth wave. Kind one is the most common thing that you'll see. But this has just been extremely helpful for figuring out where problems are. And frankly, I don't know how relay operators are able to build without something like this today. I think that everyone needs something like this. So if you're running a Ditto server, you're going to be able to set up one of these as well so you can get some real insight into what's going on. Finally, Ditto integrates with Bitcoin to support Lightning Zaps. And I think in this community model, Zaps are even more awesome than they could be. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. Okay, so who would make a Ditto server? I think in this model, there are three main personas. There's leaders, followers, and independents. And as far as independents go, I think that the existing Nostr ecosystem kind of has y'all covered. Like with apps like Domus and Amethyst, people don't need to run their own server, but the relationship between leaders and followers is where I think Ditto really shines, because Ditto allows leaders to create servers and then draw in huge amounts of people who then empower the entire ecosystem. So I have a few ideas of Ditto servers I'd like to see. I'd like to see one for gamers. If any of y'all have seen the Super Smash Bros. Community, you know what I'm talking about. Another one I'd like to see is a political server, especially for a third-party candidate. And again, Yang Gang, if y'all remember them, then you know what I'm talking about. But I have so many ideas. It's literally endless, but I cannot build them all. So this is where you come in. If you have a community or even just an interest and you want to be a leader on the Nostr network, start a Ditto server. To do that, head over to docs.soapbox.pub/ditto and follow the install guide to set up Ditto on a VPS. Or if you want help setting up a Ditto server, apply to our creator program at soapbox.pub/creators. More on that later. Okay, now seems like a good time to go over kind of the technical side of what all is happening here. So Ditto is a TypeScript server running in Dino. It has a Postgres database and it implements Mastodon's REST API. Ditto is both a NIP01 client and relay all in one package, and that's why I refer to it as a Nostr server. And so each Ditto server exposes a /relay endpoint that is a full Nostr relay that other clients can connect to and do the regular relay stuff. And this is actually kind of a unique design, oddly, in Nostr, and it's because of the difficulty with signing, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. So a lot of the problems that I solved on the Nostr side, I also extracted all of this code out and created this super thorough Nostr library with tons and tons of documentation. So if you're interested in doing things the Ditto way, then feel free to check out Nostrify. I gave a little speech on it yesterday. You can find the video if you missed it. Okay, so signing events. Ditto is actually kind of like a traditional Web 2 server, like a Ruby on Rails type of thing. And the reason people don't normally build something like that is because users want to be able to access their keys. So the naive thing to do if you're going to build something like this is to just custody the keys. But what I really didn't want to do was to reproduce all the things that I dislike about Mastodon. I want this to be something that is like all of the things that are good about Mastodon with none of the downsides. So I decided to implement NIP46 all throughout the code base. And even in the scenario where you're like pasting your NSEC in there, which that is a major part of the UI, that is using NIP46 behind the scenes to do it. So, and if you're using Soapbox with Ditto, Soapbox also has been updated to be a full NIP46 signer so that it's completely seamless. If you're going through the browser extension or you're just pasting the NSEC in, then the user doesn't even realize NIP46 is happening. NIP46 signing also opens the door to compatibility with Mastodon apps in a secure way. So this is one of the really interesting things about Ditto. as I was building it, the goal is to make Soapbox work with Noster, essentially, all of the stuff that I've built over the years. And as a side effect of doing that, well, I have to implement Mastodon API. Now all of the Mastodon apps happen to just work. So that's something that's pretty cool. Mastodon Android works, Mastodon iOS works, Sengi works. You can actually just install a Mastodon app and then type in ditto.pub or the URL of any Ditto server, and then you'll see this screen that pops up and it asks for a bunker URI. So you can just use any NSEC bunker or whatever, get your bunker URI, authorize it, and then you can use Mastodon Android. So now it's time for a quiz. I'm going to name an app, and then by show of hands, I want you to tell me whether it's a Mastodon app or a Noster app. So the first one is Rabbit. If you think that Rabbit is a Mastodon app, raise your hand. All right, hands down. If you think that Rabbit is a Noster app, raise your hand. Seems like about 50-50. Rabbit is a Noster app. All right, next up, Rodent. If you think Rodent is a Mastodon app, raise your hands. Like 30% of you, maybe. If you think Rodent is a Noster app, raise your hands. Okay, more people definitely think it's a Mastodon app. And you are correct. Rodent is a Mastodon app. Last one, Litterbox. If you think Litterbox is a Mastodon app, raise your hands. If you think that Litterbox is a Noster app, raise your hands. All right. I think y'all are right again. Litterbox is a Mastodon app. But the beautiful thing is, if you're using Ditto, you can use any of these apps. So it doesn't really matter. In fact, you can use any of these hundreds of Mastodon apps that already exist. And it feels like by building this one piece of software, I've actually created hundreds of new clients. Because these are all new experiences and new gateways for Noster users that people did not have access to before. For example, here is Mastodon Android on Ditto, and I think it works pretty well. Is it better than Amethyst? Probably not, but I think it's really cool that it works. And it could open doors to, you know, people on the Fediverse who just want to continue using the app that they're used to, being able to do it on Noster. So that's Ditto. Now it's time to talk about some stuff that's next. One of the things we're really excited about is we are building out Zap Splits right now. And one of the major issues that we've run into on the Fediverse is kind of just sustainability of servers. Because what we'll see is because of this Fediverse model where you're locked into a server, and then there's people who are paying for these servers, they kind of just decide at some point, this is not it for me anymore, and then they shut their server down, and then we'll just see thousands of people kind of go away forever. And this problem is completely solved on Noster due to portable identities. So one thing that we can do to kind of improve the experience for admins and for server runners, and also by extension, people who are running relays, because each of these Ditto servers is a complete relay, is to enable Zap Splits throughout the UI of this Ditto server. And that's going to allow people to have sustainability for their server. Another thing that we've done this year is we've launched a creator program, kind of similar to what NOS is doing. We see you. And if anyone is interested in starting a Ditto server and you don't have the means to, please head over to soapbox.pub/creators and apply with the form there, and we'll see if we can get you started. In addition to the creator program, this year I've also started a mentorship program to give up-and-coming developers an opportunity to work on Bitcoin and Noster. So I want to give a special thanks to my wife, MK, to my team members, Shantaram, Patrick, and Daniel. I want to say thank you to Daniel for his work on design and to Shantaram for hacking on our database. And as for Patrick, I first met Patrick on Telegram, and I learned that he taught himself in high school how to speak English by watching American movies. And he taught himself how to code because he wanted to become a professional programmer. But when I met Patrick, he was working at a Brazilian shoe factory because he had not yet had the opportunity to use those skills. Now, by show of hands, how many of you in this room are wearing shoes? All right, most of you. Now, by show of hands, how many of you would like to stop development of Noster? None of you. Seems like a good lateral move, Patrick. So anyway, then I told Patrick to quit his job at the Brazilian shoe factory and to come join my team building on Bitcoin and Noster. And then you know what happened? He did it. And then he integrated Lightning's apps into Ditto, fixed bugs, added features, and became an integral part of the team. And then it took him 5 days to get from his small town in Brazil to Riga, Latvia, where we are joined by him today. Stand up, Patrick! Let's give him a round of applause, everybody! There is nothing I admire more than bravery. That's it from me. Thank you very much.
All right. We got about 5 minutes. Alex, you want to maybe take a few questions? Anybody in the audience have anything for Alex? Right here in the front.
Oh, man.
When is Truth Social moving to Noster?
That's a great question. So I went to a dinner with them one time, and I told my coworkers, so every time I say Federation, y'all drink, okay? And I would just be like, so Federation, Federation, Federation. And they would say, oh, well, we're already decentralized. We have people all over the world. And I don't think it's a winning argument. I don't think that they're as interested as they should be. But I would love to see it myself.
Anybody else?
Anyone brave enough?
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Entertaining. I remember Alex from Tokyo, and boy, he woke up the room. That's great. We've got lots to come, folks, and we're going to get into some more panels. I'm in touch with some of my boomer friends. I hate to use that category, but these are the people that are retiring from their fiat mines and now living a life of luxury. And I'm going to tell them that I learned today in Latvia about playing with rodents in a what was it called? A litter box. Was that what it was? Anyhow, they won't know what I'm talking about. But our next panel is going to talk about how we are going to get the word of Noster out there. It's kind of a running joke, the CEO of Noster. Where is headquarters? Who do I call to get support? And where's the marketing coming from? So we're going to learn why Noster doesn't need a marketing department. Are you all set? Pablo is probably developing or running on four panels at the same time, I think, at the moment. We can hang out for a few minutes and wait for Pablo, if you like. Somebody give Pablo a call, and then we'll get the next panel going. Give us a moment or two. We're going to stand down for about 5 minutes, folks, and we'll be back at 5 after.
you better start from the beginning.
We'll get things underway in just a couple of minutes, folks. Stand by, about 2:10 is our starting time for the next panel.
All right, folks, 1 minute, and we're going to get going with the next panel. Maybe take your seats if you wouldn't mind. Thank you. All right, let's get back underway. If we can, thank you for taking down. Boy, great job there on the tech desk in the back. I was going to say earlier, we have BTC Studio Murphy on cam, Yastani in the back, Wendy, the lovely Wendy over there on camera doing your live stream. So say hey to everybody online that's watching. This is a tough room. Holy cow. Yeah, thank you. Okay. All right, let's talk about why Noster does not need a marketing department, nor do these two gentlemen need any introduction, but nonetheless, all caps, and Pablo, come on up.
Yo. Yo. Okay, Pablo's moderating this one.
Welcome to the panel, Matt. You want to introduce yourself for the people that don't know you?
Thanks for having me. I'm the guy who posts in caps on Noster. By a show of hands, who is all in on Noster in this room? Let's fucking go. I noticed Jack didn't raise his hand. Maybe he'll delete his Twitter account later today.
I think so. I've heard some rumors.
There's been a little bit of controversy on Noster recently about marketing and about doing coordinated marketing, centrally planned marketing for Noster. What are your thoughts on that?
I hate the idea, to put it bluntly. I don't think I think it's a harmful endeavor if we were to do that. It could kind of paint the picture. It would be difficult to differentiate a centralized marketing plan for a protocol from a platform. It kind of feels like what a platform would be able to do. So A, I don't think we need it. And B, I think it would be very easily harmful. And how do we agree on the... What's the message that we want to, thank you, sir. The message that we want to paint. So I think this is just better left to the margins, to be figured out at the edges. The people that need and can benefit from Noster will find it under the right narrative, because it will be portrayed to them under the right light. So I don't think we need to have a one way of talking about what Noster is.
So when you're thinking about that, you mean like individual companies, projects, users will do their own organic outreach?
Just like with relays, yeah.
Just like with what?
With relays.
Exactly. Who will run the relays? I mean, to that note, I just want to, Marcy, can you just stand up real quick? Can we get a huge round of applause for Marcy for putting this conference on her shoulders? She's very humble. She won't... if you see her around, just make sure you tell her you appreciate her, because this wouldn't be possible without her. And many other volunteers who made this happen. The reason I brought up the beginning part about who is all in on Noster is because... I think that is our single greatest asset as a movement. It's a protocol, yes, it's a technology project, but to me it's very similar to Bitcoin in a lot of ways, in that it's a movement of individuals that just want a better world, right? And there's something to be said about our ride or dies. Like, and that's not just developers, that's designers, that's users, that's people that actually put time and energy, scarce time and energy, into this protocol. We have the best ride or dies. Like, I mean, I watched the Rabble presentation earlier. Alex just got off stage with Ditto. Like, there's dozens of us. There's thousands of people that really, really care and have dedicated significant time to this thing, and that's what really is going to push this thing forward. And that trend just keeps growing. Like, it's hard for me to sit here and not be just incredibly optimistic on this movement. Like, all the haters are going to be damned, right?
Yeah, I get a lot of whenever I release something new or I'm working on whatever, a new spec or a new product or whatever, I get a lot of, oh, man, it's so cool what you're doing for the protocol. I wish I could. What can I do, or how can I help, or I wish I could be able to do the stuff that you're working on, what can I do? I get a lot of that question, and to me, a product without people using the product is pointless. So the people using behind the product, the people using the product, that is the life of the product. So you interacting with the protocol, you interacting with all the tools, you being there, you bringing the energy, that is the life. That is the most important part. To me, you actually said this a couple of days ago, that the way to what did you say a couple of days ago? That the way to promote, you say a lot of things. The way to promote Noster is being a Noster.
Yeah, just use the fucking
just
thing.
Just use the thing. Just use the thing. And I think one of the things that we can do that is way better than a marketing initiative is use all the other stuff, especially like bring life to the whole spectrum of tools and applications that we have, because we have a very rich ecosystem. And I think one of the best ways to support a developer, if you're not Jack, is using the things, giving feedback to the things, is interacting, finding the bugs. That is so important for a developer that is just slaving away on a code base for tens and tens of hours each week or each day, and then no one cares. It's just bringing that life and bringing that exposure that is super valuable.
I mean, I think one of the really cool things is, like, the feedback mechanism is you using the protocol, too. Like, if you run into issues, that could just be a Noster note in itself, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I have a lot of ideas on how we can, the developers can say and users can say this application can do this thing. And we can do it in a very simple way within the protocol itself. And we can have conversations around, say, Amethyst supports live streams, and BitTor could say, within the protocol, Amethyst supports live streams, and then if there is a bug, you could respond to that event and have a conversation. No, your shit is broken, man.
No, I've literally had Zap streams where Kieran is in the live chat debugging the Zap stream issue while we're live.
It's the ultimate. We'll do it live.
It's a special beast. That is super rare. I don't think people really appreciate how fucking awesome this community is, and that because it's a communication protocol, we're all able to literally just do it live, like make it happen. So I mean, by the way, guys, like me and Pablo had a very, very rigid plan on this conversation. And we've just completely diverted from that. We're going to just do this live, I guess.
Send bug reports.
Pablo, I mean, what are you most... The energy in this room just needs to... Like, we just got to pump it up, guys. We got, like, 5 more hours, and then we're going to party. What are you most excited about with Noster?
I'm very excited about bringing the communities that are adjacent to the stuff that we care about, the stuff that we like. Obviously, we've been like the community has been seeded with Bitcoin, and that means the values of Bitcoin, and which is kind of cool that a like, piece of software has like immersion values. And I'm very excited about bringing in the people that are around that community that share these values, they don't know, they don't care so much about the censorship resistance, but there are shared values that they would care about. So to me, it's a lot about understanding their pain points and speaking to them in a one-on-one way, not in a let's create a marketing plan as a protocol.
I mean, my head is running in two different directions. First of all, during Rabble's presentation, it was, as a ride or die Bitcoiner, before I was a ride or die Nostridge, I just love Bitcoin. This idea that people just hate Bitcoin and that's a negative is kind of foreign to me. But after Rabble's presentation, I completely respect it and understand it. And I kind of do like the idea of just faking them into Bitcoin. He's just like, we're just going to call it Zaps. We're not going to give them any context. It's just like units. Or